Step up.
Meet Dan Macon and his mule, Frisbee.
Frisbee is a 7-year-old mule that was born here at our place. And she got her name because I promised my oldest daughter, who was then 3, that if she got up with me when the mule was born, she could pick the name.
Step up. Good girl.
On this day, Macon and Frisbee are plowing to prepare a patch of land to plant for the fall. Macon's Flying Mule Farm is in the California foothill town of Auburn, and he says it's 100% animal-powered.
We have a sign now in our farmer's market stall that says mule-powered vegetables. We use no pesticides, no synthetic fertilizers, and no petroleum in producing our vegetables. And we joke with them that we haven't harmed any tractors in producing their goodies.
He sells his squash, kale, potatoes, and other produce at 2 local farmers markets. He also supplies restaurants in nearby resort towns.
Step up.
At this point, Macon is only farming a 1/4 acre, but he hopes to expand soon. He holds a pair of leather reins as he follows Frisbee in circles around the small field. He directs her movements with vocal cues, kissing sounds, and pressure applied to the reins. And it seems to work, some of the time.
Seems like it could be a matter of debate as to who's in charge.
Well, as I tell people who've seen pictures of us doing it, the mule's the one with the long ears and the guy in the hat is the jackass.
Macon has been farming for 7 years, and until this year he used gas and diesel-powered tractors. He made the switch for philosophical reasons rather than economic ones, but it's penciling out financially, too.
And then diesel went to $5 a gallon, and it seemed like a really good decision.
And Macon isn't the only farmer doing this. Animal-powered farming, particularly with horses, is growing in popularity nationwide. Lynn Miller is editor of the Small Farmers Journal. He says 400,000 people are using animals to farm, and only 1/2 of them are Amish.
I'm predicting within 2 to 3 years an additional 250,000 people will join the ranks of those who choose animal power, not as a throwback, not as some return to a nostalgic past, but because it is a practical and viable option for the future.
Macon uses organic farming practices, but Frisbee kind of fertilizes the soil as she goes, if you know what I mean. So his produce can't be certified organic. Macon says he isn't concerned about his lack of certification.
I think knowing your farmer is far more important to food safety than any regulatory program. And if you know your farmer and your farmer stands behind what he or she's producing for you, you're going to be insured of a safe product. And that's how our relationship works with our customers.
There are other advantages to farming with a mule, says Macon. He's not much of a mechanic, so when his tractor broke down in the past, he'd have to call someone to repair it. Now if his source of traction has a problem, he can just call his wife. She's a large animal veterinarian. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.